You're listening to The Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at S. Salisbury
Show. Sean Salisbury Show. Follow us on Twitter at S. Salisbury Show, as you just heard. I'm Sean Salisbury with Robin Carlin and Brian Barrett and Adam Sager. We've had some fun fashion talk today. What's the number one trend you'd like to see come back?
Fashion. Men or women?
Either one.
Bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms, okay. Those kind of come and go often, don't they? Low rise. I mean,
not in my lifetime.
The hip hugger bell bottoms. They've been around.
Not like the true 70s bell bottoms.
Okay. What about you, Barrett? Don't say something stupid.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'd like to see come back.
Your favorite relationship holiday is Labor Day.
Love Labor Day. Okay. Great relationship holiday.
Yes. Cargo shorts. I like all the pockets.
Sakes.
I like all the pockets. I can carry more.
Aren't they? People still wear those, don't they? Cargo shorts. I see them out there. What about painter's pants?
Oh, the jeans?
I'll tell you another. Is Tim here? Tim here? If Tim's ready? Oh, okay. Heck, I wonder what
nonsense.
Tim's sitting here like, man, you guys don't know anything about fashion. Tim Hardaway, assistant coach for the Detroit Pistons, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Tim, welcome, man. We're just talking fashion. What fashion trend do you want to see come back?
You know what? The fashion trend, I think, is all right. There's some people I just, out of control with it at times, and some people I conservative, So I just think that wear what you feel comfortable, you look good in, and you got to be confident in it. That's okay. All I can say.
Okay, Tim. Now you dress sharp. So ask Russ Westbrook. Give me a 1 to 10 rating on his attire, my friend. Go ahead.
I knew you was gonna ask that. At times it could be a little bit over the top, but at times it could be right on the money, and at times it could be a little less than what you think. But he's always comfortable and always confident in what he wears, and that's what you got to be. You got to be confident. It don't matter about anybody else. It just matters about you, and that's the way he always been, and that's the way he always will be, and that's why he's successful in what he does each and every day.
That's the expertise of a point guard who gets everything distributed, right? Five-time All-Star, first-time All-NBA, first-team All-NBA, gold medalist, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. He's assistant coach of the Detroit Pistons. Understand Van Gundy. Tim Hardaway is with us. Timmy, let's talk about, there's some stuff about you and Allen going back and forth with the crossover. Who has the best crossover dribble ever?
Me.
And tell people
That's
why.
What I think.
Tell them why.
Why? Because I don't carry. I just come down and give you a basic, nice, between the legs, cross you right in front of you, and take you to the rim or shoot a jump shot over you. It takes practice to get it done. I put in a lot of practice and to make it work, because back then, you got hands on you. People was fouling you all the time. You had to have a move. You had to perfect the move to get people off you or to get past people and to shake people. And that's what I developed. And, a lot of people, may agree with me. And a lot of people may disagree with me, but if you go out there and do carry, that's easy. If you go out there and do my move, it's hard to do. A lot of people don't want to work on their game, so that's why I tell them, hey, you work on your game, get it to perfection.
How good would you be in this style of NBA we're playing right now?
Man, the times are different.
Yep.
Times are different, and. Well, we grew up differently. We grew up where we had to work hard to work on our game to make it perfection and to get to the hole, because the rules was different. The rules was different. So and if I would have grew up in this era, who knows? I probably would have just been doing what normal guys do and just don't work on their game as much as they should. We played a lot of one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three to know how to spin it off the glass, to know how to get a shot up, to know how to get a, to make shots up, to make things happen out on the court when you're in trouble. I see a lot of these guys don't know how to make a move. They one or two dribbles and they stuck. You know, we were coming up back in the day in the 80s, 90s, you had to, you know, you played one-on-one. You had fun playing one-on-one. You enjoyed playing one-on-one because you wanted to see who was the best. You wanted to, you liked the competition, and you liked to work on your game. You know, nowadays it's hard. It's hard for guys to play one-on-one. I don't know why, but because it'll perfect their game, and it make it easy for them to go out there and do one-on-one moves.
Who's got the best crossover dribble right now playing?
Right now?
Yep.
Oh, man. Right now you got Kyrie Irving. You know, you got Chris Paul. Of course, Russell Westbrook. You know, Isaiah Thomas. He got a nice crossover.
Yep.
You know, pound for pound. You really you got to put them in there with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, with Allen Iverson, Spud Webb, J.J. Barrera. You know, he can play, man. Everybody be like, man, that little guy, you know, I didn't know he was that good. Hey, he got a lot of heart. He got a lot of spunk. He got a lot of confidence in himself. He's always been little his whole life. And, you know, each and every night he come to play. And that's the way he learned that from when he was growing up. And I commend him for it. I like watching him play.
This is the voice of Tim Hardaway, five-time All-Star. He's been first-team All-NBA, a gold medalist. Had his jersey retired at UTEP and the Miami Heat. Joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Timmy, let's try to get through these fast. You mentioned Isaiah Thomas. Do they got a shot against Cleveland in this series?
Everybody got a shot in the series. You know, you just got to go out there and just play hard, play with confidence, do what you've been doing all season long. You know, I hear a lot of media people saying, you know, they're not going to win a game. They might win one game. What's on their side is they haven't stopped playing. You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, it's going to take them a half to get it going because they've been off for 10 days. So it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be tough. Eastern Conference Finals is tough. You're going against the defending champion. I always say, that's why you play the game. You never know. That's why you're there. That's what you work hard for. You got home court advantage. You know, and you're the Celtics. And if it goes game seven, everybody knows what happens in Boston Arena on game seven.
Yeah, so, we sure do.
So I tell you this. I mean, that's why they play the game. I like to see a good game. And we'll see.
Timmy, we got 2 minutes left. Let's arguably the two best players in college right now. With the draft lottery last night, Boston and the Lakers had the first two picks. Sounds old school, like back in the day in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Fultz from Washington, Lonzo Ball, where do you stand? Who's better and who would you take if you had the first pick?
You know, it depends on what you need. You know, Boston right now, it looks like they don't need nothing.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they got a lot of weapons right now, and they get the number one pick. Who knows what they're going to do. But I know they will draft somebody, and they keep them, or they might trade somebody. I don't know. But they, I don't know. Right. I mean, the rich get richer.
Yep.
And they got richer.
Whoa.
Number two. You know, you already got a point guard out there in L.A., but, you know, Ball is going to be on the board probably. You got to go and get the hometown guy because you want people to buy them seats and put people in those seats. So, that's what I think that's what he's going
to
do.
Okay, with 30 seconds to go, what would you say if I sat you down and you gave advice to Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar Ball, what would you say to him?
You're killing your son. You're killing your son. I would say, you know, hold back a little bit, you know, because there's a lot of people in this league, you know, when I was playing, there's a lot of people in this league that's been writing stuff down, what you've been saying, how you've been saying it, and they're going to take everything out on your son. And your son, hopefully he will be ready to play. But he's putting a lot of pressure on his son, but his son is used to this.
Yep.
His son is used to this, and you know, but NBA is a whole nother ball.
It sure is.
And a lot of people, it's just like NFL. You know, them people are taking them notes and they putting it on their locker and they saying, okay, I can't. If he was a quarterback, I can't wait to sack this.
Yep. Timmy, we got to go.
Guard.
We got to cut it
All
off
right.
with a hard break.
All
Will
right.
you join us again, my man? We'd love to have you.
Yes, sir.
You're the
Let
man.
Me know.
Appreciate it. Hey, keep bringing sexy back with those suits, brother. Appreciate it. It's Tim Hardaway. I think he's right with LeVar Ball.
Pull
Sexy
it back.
Hasn't left this show.